Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party. Welcome to TikiTaki.com. Welcome to the Spirit of America party radio show. We go way back. We go back to the minuet. You never saw George Washington boogie. Well, welcome anyway. Our country's in trouble. And they're blaming it on the younger generation. It's not true. You guys are all victims. You've all been brainwashed. You've been spoon-fed communism. If there's one word that you cannot say in the United States today, that word is communist. If you call somebody a communist, they will label you a McCarthyite, and you don't even know who Joe McCarthy is. He was a tail gunner in World War II, on, I think, a B-17 bomber, and he ran for the Senate. I think he was from Wisconsin, and he was a bit of a drinker, so of course the first thing the communists do when somebody pure and pro-American comes on the stage, they immediately attack him by his sexuality or her sexuality, and they'll look for dirt, and then they'll smear him so he doesn't have a chance. In the meantime, I hear people talking, so I'm going to give you a tune, and I'm going to seal the door.
Out of sight, out of mind, oh, the story goes, you forgot I exist. Out of mind, you found someone new. that you do. I sit around wondering, about your new affair. I should if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind. Out of sight.
Beautiful song. Beautiful. I come from the 50s generation. Drugs was just beginning to occupy the entire country. I remember when weed was only downtown New York. I'm from New York, as you can tell by my southern accent. And speaking of southerners, 11 states seceded from the Union for many reasons. And they had their own flag, they had their own songs, and they had their own opinion. They were our brothers before the split. They were our sisters before the split. And after the war was over, with the help of Abe Lincoln, we came together again as one nation. And no Southerners went on to serve in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and every war since. And anyone that wants to take down their statues of the Civil War or their flag had better have fought against it or under it, because no one else is entitled to do it. And all those statues got to go back up, along with creches. I'm a big promoter of creches. I was in a nursing home the other day visiting somebody, and it had 7 menorahs in the nursing home, not one creche. Now, this woman I know, when she goes into a nursing home, the first thing she asks when they give her the TV guide, she says, where is EWTN? A church channel. And they'll say, oh, here it is, it's number 65. And then the very next thing she says is, where is the Jewish prayer channel? So I'm a big creche man, and I visited this nursing home, and it had 7 menorahs but no stable for baby Jesus. So I said, well, it's Hanukkah, they're probably putting that first. And then when Hanukkah was over and Christmas was on Christmas Day, so I've decided to promote creches. Because I noticed politicians, a governor in Rhode Island removed a creche, and his name was Lincoln Chafee. I used to call him Lincoln Chapstick. He looked like Alfalfa from Our Gang. He removed the creche and he replaced it with a Christmas tree. And then he removed the Christmas tree. And that's what they're doing. They're replacing the creche with Christmas trees, and then they're removing the Christmas trees because nobody cares. But we care about our creche. We care about December 25th. That's Jesus' birthday. The Marine Corps sings happy birthday to baby Jesus on December 25th. We're in trouble. Our heritage is being erased. And they're rewriting history. I said when I was a teenager that when the last World War II vet dies, the communists will rewrite history. And they've done it. And notice, the word communism is never mentioned. But they'll call you a racist. They'll call you an anti-Semite. But they'll never call you a communist. You know why? Because that's who they are. They call themselves left-wingers. They call themselves progressives. There's nothing progressive about a communist. And remember this. Communism has four stages. Four stages. Stage one, organize. Stage two, mobilize. Stage three, socialize. Social revolution. And when that fails, the last and final stage is violent revolution. And that's what we're in right now. And we're all being conditioned. When you can sit in front of your TV and watch communists burn down a police station, you know your country's in trouble. Now, many years ago, the communists were very successful. After we bled to death in Vietnam, they decided to do away with the draft. That was going to be the way that we would only have volunteer military. I got news for you. It's not working. It's not working. If you ever see the Mexican army on the move, in the early 1900s, the army moves, and behind the army is the baggage train. And in the baggage train is all the wives who are going to cook for their husbands and wash and do everything else that housewives do. And that's the Mexican army. Our army was different. We had a draft. You went away for 2 years. You served your country. Everybody was called up. So they said, we don't want to do that anymore. We're going to have a volunteer, all-volunteer army. Well, the volunteers aren't volunteering. And I got news for you. Most Americans are conditioned so badly today by communist propaganda. If they came out of their house tomorrow and saw Russian tanks in the streets and Chinese road guards, they would think it's a parade. So our enemy is inside. You don't have to look for no landing craft. The enemy is inside. It's in your universities. It's in your unions. It's everywhere where there's poverty. But look who's coming. The whole world wants to be in America because America, the streets are still paved with gold and your taxes. And speaking of taxes, there should be no taxes over 40 hours a week. Any poor bastard that's working more than 40 hours should not have to turn his money over to the House and the Senate. Half of his money over to the House and the Senate so they can squander it with BS projects. We need a complete overhaul. And it's very hard. So I digressed. I want to stick to tunes tonight. And I'm going to start with the A's. I put up a lot of A's. So the first A I'm going to put up, I'm dedicating to all the cops, firemen, police, nurses. There's not one statue dedicated to nurses. You wouldn't do what a nurse does. I know the Teamsters wouldn't. What? Make a bed? Clean you? Okay. Oh, I got a lot. Okay, we're going to do an opening tune. Now, I apologize. This is a vinyl record. And I apologize because there's 47 scratches in this record. But I got to tell you, each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II. 4 million Americans went to save the world. And none of them expected to come home. And when they won the war, and many did come home, they created the baby boomers. So I'm going to play their song, and it's got 47 scratches, but they're the ones that built freedom, and we're the ones that are losing it. It's hard to hear. It is hard to hear. Dedication we're going to do is to mothers, because mothers are getting a big communist put down in this country, and if it wasn't for mothers, we'd be in big trouble. Every giant man that you meet learned his bathroom manners from his mommy. Without his mommy, he'd be in trouble.
An Irish boy was leaving his own native home. crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said: "A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay."
Okay, that gets real sentimental. All right, now, we're in trouble. We're split. The country is split 50-50. A lot of damage has been done over the years. A lot of brainwashing. The media is all pro-communist. I don't say Democrat anymore. The last Democrat was Harry Truman. And you know what Harry said? He said he had two jobs in his life. One as a politician and one as a piano player in a brothel. And he said it's pretty much the same. He also said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. And we got a lot of not guilties running around. We got a lot of government waste running around. We went from $5 billion to $10 billion. We're into the trillions. It's unbelievable. So we got to come together as a nation, and we got to get rid of the communists that are destroying us, dividing us. So it's time to sing a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland once again. So as
Did you see that football player that got hit so hard it stopped his heart? And everybody immediately knelt down on the field and prayed for him, including the audience in the bleachers and in the fans in the stands. They all knelt and prayed for him. That's the real America. It's the one the communists don't want you to see. You think about that. And they have a picture of him before the game, and he's got, that black smudge they use to deflect sunlight. He's got a cross under each eye. Unbelievable. God is out there. He's the only one that knows you better than anybody else. Gospel blacks are the backbone of the black community.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, for I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, for I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord. But we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yeah!
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh! I need a church for the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give. Sing, shout, praise him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along. I really do.
I need a
okay, we're back. Did you like that? Got a little gospel in you? There are some beautiful gospel songs. And, you know, rock and roll, doo-wop, is an offshoot of gospel. The same guys that were singing in church were also singing on the street corners. Here's an example. The name of this tune is A Kiss From Your Lips.
A kiss like to have a kiss from your lips.
Name of the group is the Flamingos. Here's another kiss. This one's called A Million to One. So those are 50s songs. Back in the 50s, we had a draft. And in my neighborhood, Washington Heights, New York, you would get called for the draft. They had so many volunteers pushing up their draft. You were allowed to go early. In my neighborhood, they weren't calling anybody under 26. 26 was the average age to get your draft notice to come serve your country. And a lot of people didn't want to wait till they were 26. So they would go in at 18. Some people went in at 17. And you could volunteer for the draft. You put, it was called push up your draft. And you would get a draft notice. Like we went in August and signed up for the draft right out of high school, about five of us. And we signed up for the draft in August. And by September, we got a greetings from the President of the United States. Here's your subway token. Get on the train and go to Whitehall Street. You've been drafted. And off we went. We went to Whitehall Street, got physically checked. We got packed up and sent to Fort Dix. From Fort Dix, we were sent to Fort Hood, Texas, and we began basic training in the U.S. Army. And that was mandatory for everybody. And I did 2 years active duty. Eventually, I did basic infantry training in Fort Hood, then advanced infantry training in Fort Hood, and then I shipped out to Erlangen, Germany, with the 4th Armored Division. And my job was to stop the Russians. And it was really, it was serious business. And when you got into the barracks for the first time, they had posters on the wall of what Russian troops looked like, what their ranks signified when you seen markings on their uniform. And Ivan was the enemy. And we went on our first mission going to the field on an alert. An alert comes, we're practicing for the Russians who are going to attack us. And so we go out into the field and we take up positions of defense. And my sergeant says to me, Tom, he says, here's what's going to happen. The Russians are going to come through to fill the gap. I says, how many divisions they got, Sarge? He says, they got 287 divisions. But they're not big like our divisions. They're a little smaller. I said, how many divisions we got, Sarge? We got 3. But they're going to come through to fill the gap. And we're going to fight a delaying action all the way back to France. I said, oh, that's good. He says, once they get into the folder gap, we're going to nuke them. Oh, I said, oh, that's good. He goes, not really, Tom, because we're in the nuke zone. Yeah, when they get it, we get it. No, that's not good. So there we were. We were waiting for Ivan the Terrible to come. And at that time, the Russians were ahead of us in space. They had just launched Sputnik. And of course, America got caught with its pants down again. And then we had to start the big space race to finally catch up to the Russians and then surpass them. So we've always been serving in the military to protect the world. We actually are protecting the world. You see all these people coming here from 187 countries. They're coming from all over the world to get to the United States because they believe the streets are paved with gold. They know it's better than where they're coming from. So at that time, from high school, everybody had a girlfriend. Love was in the air all the time. Today, love is a problem. There's not as much love as there was back in the 50s. Songs like, we go together, like two straws in a Coke. You know, they would go to the sweet shop. A guy and a girl, she would wear his ring. They would be going steady. And they'd be sipping out of the same soda. Now, when they have straws in the Coke, they're snorting it. We're in trouble. You see how many Americans are dying from fentanyl? That never happened. The songs they used to sing about the GIs in World War I, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they see Paris? So anyway, everybody went and they did their service. And girls would wait for their boys to come home. Eventually, they would get married. But looking forward to coming home, a guy named Chuck Berry wrote this song called Back in the USA.
Thank you.
Things were different back in the 50s. If you went to a and go out dancing, you went to a bar and it would have a big dance floor and they would have a band. And the guys would sit on one side of the hall and the girls would all sit on the other side. And it took a lot of courage for a guy to get up and walk across the whole dance floor. And all of the girls would be sitting at a big long table, like a committee. And you go up to a girl and you'd ask her to dance. And if she turned you down, you had to walk all the way back to the boys' side. And you felt like you had been given a death penalty. So it was very hard. I had a buddy that used to go up and he'd ask a girl to dance. And one of the girls said to him, no, I don't want to dance. He says, what'd you come here for? He says, I came here to watch people. He said, you want to watch people? Why don't you ride the subway? Unbelievable. And I had another buddy who was a real good-looking guy. And he would not pick a pretty girl. He would ask somebody that nobody would expect that he would ask. And it blew everybody's mind. But that's what it was. Do you want to dance? That's how you met.
Do you want to dance?
Here's another Beach Boys tune. Wouldn't it be nice?
Better when we can take a night.
instrumental now called Big Noise from Winnetka. About the melting pot. People come from all over the world and they come to the United States and they jump in the melting pot. And when they come out of the melting pot, they're American. That's the way it's supposed to work. And in many cases it does. And every nationality that came here all had to run the gauntlet. There's nobody got a pass. If you were Irish, there were signs in New York windows, help wanted, Irish need not apply. Prejudice doesn't stop with one group of people. The Germans, the Italians, everybody had to run the gauntlet. And even if you go to work on a job site and you're a new guy, there's always somebody that's going to indoctrinate you, somebody that's going to baptize you. Eventually, you come out an American. And then it's up to you to make the best of what you got. The next tune I'm dedicating is called Above All. And it's a tune reminiscent of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who, according to Christian gospel, died for our sins on the cross so we could all get to heaven with him. That's a nice gesture. I wouldn't argue about it. So this song is in two languages. It's in English and in Spanish. And I use it. It's called Above All. Above All meaning, above all, you took the fall. and thought of me above all. That's the line in his Hammer song. And I think I dedicate this to all the Vietnam vets and every GI who ever served, who came home in a flag-draped coffin, or came home in pieces. I dedicate above all to them for the sacrifice that they made. And I was looking at the Vietnam Memorial, and I happened to be counting Spanish names, which were the most popular that were on the wall. And I'm doing this from memory. There were 9 Garcias. There were 9 Rodriguez. And there was 9 something else. The magic number was 9. They all gave their lives for this country. And in Nam, the blacks also paid a terrible price, because a lot of rich kids could get out of the draft. They used to say Al Gore's father was a senator, and for 10 grand you could get a deferment. And we know some rock stars that never rocked. Yeah. There's one that everybody emulates, and I just got to tell you, because nobody knows this, Bruce Springsteen. And his number one hit was Born in the USA. But the second verse of Born in the USA, you know what the opening line is? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. There are, I think the number's 29,000 dead GIs on a memorial for the Korean War, when North Korea invaded South Korea and the United States defended South Korea to give them a leg up. You ask any South Korean, was it worth it? And they'll tell you. So we were never sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. We were there to save all the people that lived there from the threat of communism. So, without further ado, and Roy Orbison is much better than Bruce Springsteen, what branch of the service was Bruce in? Yeah. Okay, so this is called Above All. And this is dedicated to every GI that served this country.
Tudo que se fez your kingdom above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Like a rose trampled on the ground. I saw a picture of a chemically aborted baby, fully grown, all limbs, hair, and somebody had put a rose next to him, and the rose was bigger than the baby. What a bitch. God help us, man. But anyway, then we're going to take you back now to the after World War One and the Depression. And it was a guy singing around. Today he wouldn't be allowed on stage because he wore blackface. His name was Al Jolson. And he was a pioneer. He was a pioneer for racial equality. And he did it his way. But you'd have to research that and draw your own conclusions. But this was Depression times. You know, the Empire State Building was built in 1 year. I think the year was 1938. 1 year. And there was a line of people out of work waiting for somebody to fall off the building so that they could go get the job. And water boys that used to carry buckets of water to the guys that were throwing hot rivers around, building a skyscraper, they made $5 a day. and they had to climb those girders. When you think about that, and now we got Joe Biden pardoning everybody's debts in colleges that are run by the Chinese. Oh my God, are we in trouble? So the guy's name is Al Jolson, and the name of the tune is Brother Can You Spare a Dime?
Hey, do we have a song that's a tribute to the economy?
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built a tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
The next guy up is, his name is Oscar Brown Jr. And he sings songs about the ghetto. And he sings songs about being cool. This one is called But I Was Cool.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel, and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away.
I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool. So I went for the road, it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I said, she's the only one I have to thank, and I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, stay cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
Okay, now we're going to turn to the Everly Brothers in a song called Claudette.
Oh, oh, Claudette. Oh, oh, Claudette. I got a brand new baby and I feel so good. She loves me even better than I thought she would. I'm on my way to her house and I'm full out of breath. And when I see her tonight, I'm gonna squeeze her to death. Well, all day, pretty little fair Claudette, never made me fret, Claudette.
Okay. We shall see what we shall see. 9:45, and it's Friday.
Oh, 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 Claudette. So I'll turn the light off. We'll come back.
Thank you.